Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues man, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Scott Arno is our guest. He's the information security consultant of the world, the galactic guru of cybersecurity, the security advocate.com is the website. And Scott, thanks again for being here. Folks, I've asked Scott to do a little bit of a reporting on, do some big-time reporting, I should say, because he knows how, on this Equifax breach. Almost 150 million Americans, entire security world, their personal information, almost everything that could be known about you probably, was lost to the bad guys. So, Scott, this just happened. It happened over the summer. They took a long time to announce it, Scott. They weren't transparent. As it turns out, I understand some executives sold stock just before they released the information.
Yeah, there's so many aspects to this to look at. Like you
said, it just gets more and more nauseating, doesn't it? So let me ask you a quick question.
It really does.
With all the information that they had, see, a retail company just has your credit card information, folks. They might have your driver's license, but probably not your Social Security number. These people had everything.
No, they've got them.
Was Equifax and the other two, were they required to have any kind of guaranteed security procedures and practices?
Not really, honestly.
Oh, man.
You know, a lot of what this comes down to is we've sort of hit a point in our culture where the word regulation is seen as a bad thing. You know, like, regulations, that's, you know, right. It's going to hurt people's jobs. It's going to really make trouble. The thing is, for something like that, regulations here are just critical because that's what sets standards that they have to follow.
Mm-hmm.
They have to make sure that, you know, information is encrypted. They have to make sure that the network is broken into little pieces called segments so that if someone gets in, they don't get access to everything right away. And you can be sure, you know, when they're responding to this, one thing I was listening for very carefully was, am I going to hear them tell us that at least the data was encrypted? I haven't heard that, which to me says it obviously wasn't encrypted because they would have been bragging about that.
No kidding. They'd be telling people not to worry because it's encrypted.
Exactly, and you don't hear anything like that.
And
at
why
all.
Wouldn't why wouldn't their data have been encrypted?
Yeah, I got nothing. There's really no reason for it.
Wow.
It's a little extra effort. You know,
I mean, wouldn't that be if you had this much responsibility and this much of people's lives in your hands? Wouldn't that be 101? Wouldn't encryption be like automatic?
It would be, but of course, it's a project. It'll cost some money to do it. It's a little extra processing power, though. That's not a big deal with today's systems. It's more a matter of, did they bother with the project and the cost? You know, was our data worth it? I guess is the question to ask.
Yeah.
This is part of what makes it infuriating to deal with stuff like this, because these same companies will also oppose any attempts to regulate what they're doing and put safety standards in place. Because at the end of the day, if their stuff isn't secure, breaches are going to happen. They're not impossible to start with, but there are some basic steps that should be taken. And, you know, stories keep coming out about how this may have happened. You know, they're not releasing a lot of information. They've given some vague allusions.
How do you think it happened? How do you think they would? Because there are three companies. Why did they choose Equifax? Did they hit all three of them and find that Equifax was easier? What do you think?
Well, supposedly, they've dropped some hints that it was a program called Apache Struts, which is a program used to support web-based applications. In English, what that means is any program that you access via the internet and interact with directly. Think of when you log into Facebook. You don't have Facebook on your computer. You log into it through your network, basically, through your phone, your computer, whatever else. That's a web-based application. And there was a support program, this Apache Struts, which has released two major flaw fixes this year. One was in September, just a couple weeks ago. Actually, no, not even. It was like last week, actually, the 4th, I think, or 7th. And that is not really the one they're looking at here. They're sort of dropping hints that it might be, but the security community seems rather doubtful because the other one was patched back in March. And realistically, most attackers are going to use something that was patched recently because they know a lot of companies don't keep up to date with their systems. Right. They don't patch right away. There's
Would March
delay.
Be considered recently?
Yeah, March is fairly recent because this attack started in, mid-May?
Yeah.
And that gives them over, 2 months to have actually patched this and gotten their systems up to date as they should have. The problem is when a patch comes out, it's also a roadmap for an attacker to go, aha, okay, here's a flaw that's in place until people fix it. And if a company doesn't get on that, that's a great way for them to attack.
Are you saying that the company should have had some knowledge that they were being attacked and could have taken some steps to shut it down?
Well, then you get into the idea of what's called network monitoring, where they should have had a number of different technologies in place to see if someone was moving around in their files.
Right.
I do not know the interior of their network, so I can't tell you for sure if they had it, but apparently this was in their system for 2.5 months before they discovered it.
Wow.
The discovery date was apparently July 29th. So that
seems,
see,
to most of us, Scott, that seems very lax. And you're a pro here. Is that a lax, that reality, is that lax for them?
Well, you know, a lot of what it comes down to is what type of network you're talking about here. And for something like Equifax and the data that they're holding on to, yeah, that does strike me as pretty lax. That should be an extremely
especially with
tight
with, with, the, with the with the responsibility and the trust that they ask us to give them.
Well, attackers by nature will try not to get noticed. That's what they're
right.
doing. But
right,
they were hiding. How it was actually
they were probably hiding pretty good. But Equifax should know how to find these guys. We come back. Scott's going to tell you and me what we can do to help ourselves.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.